Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 24, 2014. Israeli army invasions targeting West Bank communities leave 8 civilians injured and others kidnapped by soldiers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Eight Palestinian youth were injured on Monday during clashes with Israeli soldiers who invaded Aida refugee camp in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem and attacked residents' homes. Among the eight injured were one youth who was hit with a rubber-coated steel bullet in his testicles. His injuries were described as critical. Another youth was hit in the head by rubber-coated steel bullets, and his injuries were described as moderate. The Israeli army invasion targeting Aida refugee camp started on Saturday afternoon. Soldiers fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at residents' homes, causing damage. On Sunday, a Palestinian youth was injured in the clashes. Israeli army sources said that two soldiers were slightly injured during the army attack on the refugee camp. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli forces abducted eight people in the West Bank districts of Bethlehem and Nablus, as well as summoned another for interrogation, according to local security sources. Elsewhere, Israeli forces on Monday served 18 families from Wadi Buzuk in the northern Jordan Valley with orders to evict their homes on Tuesday under the pretext of carrying out military training. According to the military orders, the residents are to evict their homes from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. for military purposes, local sources reported. In Gaza today, Israeli tanks stationed at the eastern borders with the coastal enclave fired shells into farmlands owned by local farmers. Local sources reported damage but no injuries. Moreover, Palestinian sources in Gaza announced that Israeli warplanes have conducted fake air attacks over the region, causing fear among civilians. Earlier this month, Israel killed three Palestinian fighters, which caused a flare of violence that claimed the life of six Palestinians. Egypt mediated a truce days later. Palestinian groups in Gaza announced their commitment to it if Israel stopped its attacks. However, since then, Israeli provocations such today's continues. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 24th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.